a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Thank you so much for joining us again for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor, senior citizens pastor here at Brookside, and with me in the studio now for the last number of sessions is Dr. Rich Schmidt. Dr. Schmidt has a doctorate of ministry degree and focused his attention on his dissertation on prophetic issues, and has the opportunity also to represent Friends of Israel, as he and his wife have established a fantastic prophecy ministry focus around our country, and even is available, Dr. Schmidt, to go anywhere in the world, right?
Well, first of all, good morning, Pastor Huffman.
Good morning.
And I appreciate what you just said. And yes, we literally are traveling all over the world, teaching the prophetic scriptures with the Friends of Israel. And of course, anyone that would like to get a hold of us and maybe schedule a meeting, they certainly can contact Brookside Baptist Church.
Or give us your personal contact.
Or they certainly could contact me at our email address, which is rschmidt@foi.org. So it's R S-C-H-M-I-D as in dog, T as in Tom, at F-O-I, standing for Friends of Israel, .org. So rschmidt@foi.org.
And I'm convinced that Dr. Schmidt's ministry in speaking and through his books would be a tremendous blessing to whatever church you may be attending. So give that some thought and prayer. Well, Dr. Schmidt, today we're going to be bringing up a topic that can kind of be a strange topic. How do you get rid of the nation of Israel? How do you get rid of the Jewish people? And obviously that's something that folks have been trying to do for hundreds and hundreds of years. Is that ever possible?
Well, that's a great question. And there's been some significant debate among theologians as to, does Israel have a right to exist? Do the Jewish people have a right to exist? And as we look through history, we found multiple groups that have been so anti-Semitic and have attempted to, if you will, exterminate our Jewish friends. Now, as we've stated in the past and will unequivocally state once again, I am unequivocally pro-Israel and pro-Jewish people.
Amen.
And I never intend to change that. And they're like, well, why do you care about Israel? Why do you care about the Jewish people? You're a Christian. You're basically a Gentile. So why would you care about that people group? Well, I care about that group because God cares about that people group. And what's very interesting is when we look at history, we've seen, and specifically when we go back to the horrific Holocaust that existed, when they literally, the Germans and those supporting their cause, they tried to exterminate the Jewish people.
In fact, this is the way they did it with the church. They came in and said to the church, the Jews crucified your Savior, church. And so why should you want to support the people that crucified your Messiah, your Savior? And so consequently, they duped millions of believers, millions of Christians into believing, wow, yeah, I guess you're right.
You know, and that's exactly on the money, except I got to ask those same folks a question. Who crucified Jesus? Who were the ones that drove the nails in the hands of Jesus and his feet?
Like Gentiles.
The Jewish people get blamed for crucifying Christ when in reality, even Scripture makes it crystal clear.
Yeah.
Sure, there was a group of Jewish people that certainly didn't care for Jesus and wanted him to die, but the Jewish people weren't the ones that crucified Jesus. It was Roman soldiers that nailed him to that cross.
Well, see, Hitler didn't want them to think that.
Oh, absolutely not.
Because he hated the Jews himself.
That is 100% correct.
Right.
But you know, when we look at the spiritual aspect of that, the truth of the matter is I killed Jesus because Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. And who drove the nails into his hands, into his feet, weren't really the ones that caused the death of Jesus. Jesus willingly gave his life
right
to pay for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. So God literally gave his son. Jesus knew he was going to die, and he had to die in order to pay for our sins.
Right.
So we're so thankful for that. But let's switch our thoughts just a minute, going back to our Jewish friends. And as we've stated, there's been groups that have tried to exterminate them. And I'm going to show you from Scripture. I'm actually going to show you from Scripture how we can exterminate the Jewish people. Now, before our listeners get upset with that concept, I think they're going to be real happy with the outcome of our little study in a moment. Here's what Scripture tells us. We've looked at several covenants now. We've looked at the Abrahamic covenant. We've looked at the land covenant. And we've looked at the Davidic covenant. Now we're going to look at a new covenant. Actually, that's the name of it, the new covenant. Right. So it's a new covenant, and it is the new covenant. So here's what's that new covenant that God made with Israel. So actually, it starts off, and it's an easy way to remember it because the numbers are the same. It's Jeremiah 31:31. And I'm just going to read a couple excerpts. Jeremiah 31:31 says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I, God, will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." Verse 33, "For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." Verse 34, "I will forgive their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more." God's making a very strong, unconditional promise to the people of Israel and Judah. The covenant states, it's specifically written to the people of Israel and the people of Judah. And then right after he says that, he tells us how we can exterminate the Jewish people. So I think we should take a look at that scripture passage. What do you think, Pastor?
I think you now have the attention of the folks that are listening.
All right.
They're about ready to write you off and call all their friends and say, "This guy's a heretic. You better redeem yourself here, my brother."
All right. So let's see if we can do that.
Okay.
Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 35, and it states this. "Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name." Here we go. "If this fixed order departs from before me, declares the Lord, then shall the offspring of Israel cease from being a nation before me forever."
Hmm.
So God here tells us exactly how you can exterminate the Jewish people. It's very simple. All you have to do is stop the sun from shining, pull all the stars from the sky, remove the moon, and do a tremendous cosmic upheaval. And if you can pull that off, then God says, okay, then you can exterminate the Jewish people. What is he really saying?
It ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
Right.
God
right.
is saying it is absolutely impossible. It is beyond comprehension. It's beyond the ability of man. It's beyond the ability of Satan even to stop the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
You might knock them down. You might kill many of their people. You might cause them tremendous havoc, as has happened over the last several thousand years. But God makes this wonderful, unconditional promise to his chosen people, our Jewish friends. And that's exactly what's going to take place. So when is that going to happen? I don't think it's happened yet.
No.
In fact, we unequivocally can state, based on the current anti-Semitic nature of the world, if you will. Now, I'm very happy. In our current administration in America, has made comments about being pro-Jewish, pro-Israel, and I'm very thankful for that.
Amen.
But does that mean that the Jewish people have now found the blessings and the freedoms that God has promised you? Well, it definitely hasn't happened yet.
Not yet.
So let's look at when it will happen. In Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 38, it says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the city, Jerusalem, shall be rebuilt for the Lord, from the Tower of Hanel to the Corner Gate." And he goes through several verses as to how that's going to happen. In fact, You know, I think I'm going to go back and look at a couple verses before that, or one verse before that, because, you know, there's one other thing that God states about the preservation of the Jewish people that I skipped in verse 37.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at that. It said, "Thus says the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below can be explored, then I will cast off the offspring of Israel for all that they have done, declares the Lord."
If the heavens can be measured. Good luck on that.
Right.
We're still discovering aspects of the heavens.
I've heard some great scientists, secular and Christian alike, and when you start to look at the tremendous expanse of the universe,
yeah,
it is literally, when you start talking about light years of travel to get to certain planets or certain stars, it's way beyond our comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is spectacular. God made it. And he's like, go ahead, try and measure it. If you've got a ruler long enough, maybe you can hurt the people of Israel.
Right.
But again, what's God doing? He's making it very clear using an extraordinary illustration that his people will never pass away. It's God's unconditional promise.
So God has promised the nation of Israel some very tangible blessings then.
Absolutely. Here's some of those blessings. First of all, in the covenant, he promised to regather the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to ask ourselves, and we've gone through this several times now with the other covenants, are all of the Jewish people regathered to Israel?
Not all.
And not all are there. There's maybe 7 million Jewish people that have returned, mm-hmm. but there's still a great deal of Jewish people that are scattered throughout the world. And God's saying one day they will be regathered. Another promise he made in the covenant is that the Jewish people will possess the promised land. Well, what's the promised land he gave to Israel? Oh, I think it's Israel.
Yes.
Israel, by the way, was, if we look at the patriarchs, there was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And then, of course, Israel became the name of the land that God promised to the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
So many other things he's promised to our Jewish friends. Productivity of the land of Israel in the future. Great joy. Increase in livestock. The city being rebuilt of Jerusalem. And one more very important piece of this is one kingdom, one theocratic ruler. And Pastor, I think we both know who that's going to be.
Yes, we do.
And that, according to Scripture, is going to be the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who will descend from heaven, and he will take up his throne in the millennial kingdom on his holy mountain. Isaiah 56, verse 6 through 8 tells us that indeed the Messiah will come. He'll sit on his holy mountain. He'll gather all people to himself, and the Jewish people will once again enjoy their land.
So his kingdom will be established, but it won't be by a national election. It'll be by God's selection. And when God selects and God chooses and God ordains, it happens. And my friends, the same thing is true concerning God's plan of salvation. It's God's plan. I trust that you have trusted his Son for your Savior, for your salvation, because if you have, then you will be enjoying the blessings of his Son as your personal Savior. If you haven't ever considered him, the days are coming very quickly. Trust Christ. Come to him. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.